USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Rising concerns among investors are driving global energy prices up. According to CNN, the primary factor behind the surge in oil and gas prices is the conflict in Israel and the apprehension that it might spread across the broader region, renowned for its oil production. An expert noted that despite the record levels of U.S. oil production, there could still be a significant disruption to supplies in the near term. Secretary of State Blinken met with Saudi Arabia leaders yesterday. Laura Winters has more.
It's vitally important, and I know that our countries agree, that we work together to make sure that, to the best of our ability, this conflict does not spread to other places on other fronts.
The Biden administration urging Israel to delay ground raids until there is safe passage for Palestinians looking to leave Gaza. Now, one American woman living in Israel for the past 8 years, Abby Ohn, telling Fox News her entire family has been kidnapped by Hamas, a 13-year-old girl with special needs, two 16-year-olds, a 50-year-old man, and an 80-year-old grandmother. The woman calling this a Holocaust and beyond evil.
Democrats' two-term hold on the governorship of Louisiana will come to an end next year after Republican State Attorney General Jeff Landry won the seat Saturday by capturing a majority in an all-party primary. Landry had more than 51% of the vote when the Associated Press called the race after 11 p.m., running far ahead on a ballot that featured 16 candidates, including Democrats, Independents, and Republicans. Another nationwide health care strike has been averted.
Health care professionals nationwide are expressing optimism about the tentative accord reached with Kaiser Permanente. Caroline Lucas, the executive director of the Coalition of Unions, hails the agreement as a milestone.
I just want to say that every single one of our frontline healthcare workers who were here negotiating shared stories from the depths of their heart about how for them, providing healthcare to patients was a calling.
Union members will now vote on whether to approve the pending contract. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
A 17-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with last week's mass shooting on the campus of Morgan State University in Baltimore City, according to officials. That shooting injured five people, including four students, during homecoming week celebrations. Police announced that a second suspect has also been identified in the October 3rd mass shooting. The 17-year-old, who was not named by police, was taken into custody in Washington, D.C. Police say the 17-year-old has been charged with multiple counts of attempted murder in the case and was scheduled to be transported to jail in Baltimore. A teacher was killed and three people injured in a French school stabbing. The knife attack occurred at a high school in northern France. The suspect, a 20-year-old former student of the school, has been arrested and was reportedly on a watch list of people who posed security risks. France's anti-terrorism prosecutor's office has opened an investigation into the incident, and one of the suspect's brothers was also apprehended. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling for the protection of civilians in Gaza. Blinken will meet with Egypt's president today. Yesterday, he was in Saudi Arabia. Mideast leaders are hoping to prevent a wider conflict. The latest report from the Labor Department reveals a 0.4% rise in the Consumer Price Index for September. In comparison to the same period last year, there has been a 3.7% surge. These figures slightly surpass the predictions of most analysts. Remember the days of walking into your neighborhood Best Buy store for the latest DVD? That's about to be a thing of the past. The retailer is phasing out the sale of physical movies in its stores starting next year. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.